Hey, good evening, everybody. We are back for another 1 to 2 hours of Diddy, latest news, and we've got Dr. Das coming on in 20 minutes to talk about Diddy's callous behavior, personality type, and do his professional psychiatric analysis. So, what we're going to look at is an article that's just come out today. We're going to start with this one. This publication is claiming to have done a deep dive into Will Smith's links to P. Diddy. P. Diddy was straight to jump to Will's defense after the infamous Chris Rock slap. So, pictures of Will Smith at parties with P. Diddy, real name Sean Combs, have resurfaced alongside a wild allegation made in an old interview with the rapper. And now people are wondering more about how the two men are linked and if they are friends. It is believed that Will Smith and Diddy go back years and have had some sort of friendship since they both started out in the music industry around the same time. Since then, they have been pictured together, attended parties together, and even done interviews talking about one another. And if you tuned in for Will Diddy Survive Prison Part 2 last night with Tommy, lots of people were asking about the Will Smith connection. So, Will Smith and Diddy have been linked since the late 90s, early zeros, and they've been photographed many times together. Diddy released his first song in 1996, and Will released his debut single a year later in 1997. The pair were moving in similar circles and were pictured with boxer Muhammad Ali in 2003 at a launch event for his book. In 2008, Will Smith and Diddy were pictured with Will's son Jaden Smith, P. Diddy's son Christian Combs, and actor Tyrese Gibson at the premiere of Columbia Pictures. So it was in 2004 that Will Smith attended a Diddy party. Parties which are subject to the rampant controversy and speculation right now. The picture from 2004 has resurfaced, and that was the one we covered the other day where they've got the picture of the naked woman with food getting eaten off her body, which some people are claiming is SRA, whereas others are claiming it's a Japanese tradition and there's nothing going on untoward. And there's a variety of theories in between. Nobody at the party seemed really too fussed by the public display of the woman. And other celebs pictured at the party included Diana Ross, Bruce Willis, and Owen Wilson. So, Diddy backed Will Smith after the Chris Rock incident. Remember the 2022 Oscars? Will Smith, Chris Rock. The slap incident when Chris Rock made comments about Will's wife, Jada. Diddy then walked out to introduce the tribute for the 50th anniversary of the Godfather trilogy. He tried to put a positive spin on the situation and put out some of the tension. Quote, "I did not know that this year was going to be the most exciting Oscars ever," he said. "Okay, Will and Chris, we're going to solve that like family at the Gold Party, okay? But right now we are moving on with love. Everybody make some noise." Then in 2023, there was an interview where a rumor about Will Smith and his wife, which Smith strongly denied. Here's a tweet. "I remember seeing this on October 30th and saying for a brief moment, Diddy looked at Jimmy Kimmel like UMF. For asking him about his ex-security guard, Gene Deal, alleged stories about him." Let's see if this plays.
Hey, speaking of love,
this is love.
I saw a guy on the internet the other day who said he used to be your security guard, who said that when.
Bit of buffering on this one. Apologize. See if we can get it going. Oh, let's abandon that. All right. So as people have been looking into Will Smith and Diddy's relationship, an awkward interview between Diddy and Jimmy Kimmel has resurfaced. The chat happened last year in 2023. Diddy was asked personal questions about his relationship with Will Smith from back when he was dating J-Lo. During Jimmy Kimmel Live, Diddy was asked about a rumor to do with Will Smith and his wife and the singer J-Lo. So here's what Kimmel said. I saw a guy on the internet the other day. He said he used to be your security guard, who said that when you were dating J-Lo, Will Smith and Jada tried to pick her up on a threesome and you were going to beat up Will Smith. Is that true? Diddy then pulled a face at the host before calling the show crazy and confirmed there is absolutely no truth in the rumor. I don't know what you're talking about, he said. So put a one in the chat if you do think that there is some truth to that rumor. Put a two on the chat if you do not think there is any truth to that rumor. And thanks for tuning in for the latest Diddy headlines. We've got 50 minutes of Diddy headlines. Looks like unanimously ones. We've got 15 minutes of Diddy headlines. And then we've got Dr. Das coming in to talk about Diddy's callous nature from a professional psychiatric point of view. So the other big news that's come out today is regarding Diddy getting taken off suicide watch. And here's what's being reported in the UK. We know that Diddy's lawyer is humanizing him and portraying him to be very focused and joyous while in this Brooklyn jail. And he got removed from suicide watch at the MDC in Brooklyn nearly 2 weeks after the arrest on the beep transportation indictment. They've also announced that he has received visits from relatives during his nearly 2 weeks in custody. And that's what a law enforcement source told the People yesterday. He's focused and very strong amid his incarceration as he's concentrating on his defense and preparing for his trial, a source in his legal team told the People on Sunday. You know, some of the best art comes through hardship, so he can take a leaf out of that book. Combs is slated to appear in court early next month in the case. Insiders previously told the publication that authorities enacted the suicide watch as because of his mental state and shock after his arrest was unclear. On Friday, he got hit with new SA allegations as a woman filed a lawsuit in New York saying she was repeatedly R-worded and drugged at his homes and became pregnant after one of the encounters. And that's the latest of several similar lawsuits by females against him. The lawsuit was also filed against his companies and several associates and seeks undisclosed damages for physical injuries, severe emotional distress, humiliation, anxiety, and other harms. Diddy's lawyer, his company, and one of his representatives did not respond when inquiries were sent out on Friday. The woman in this lawsuit, identified as Jane Doe, accuses Diddy of SAing her while she was unconscious and on these substances, and it alleges that he and his acquaintances recorded the beep encounters without her permission. And she says that she met him overseas in the fall of 2020 and that the assault and harassment continued through July this year. So he was committing offenses as recently as July this year, according to these allegations. She was coerced and harassed into traveling to his homes in New York, LA, Miami, and other cities, including monthly in 2021 and 2022. At every visit, Diddy would make her perform a show for him, and shows in inverted commas, question, so you know what that means, and would ply her with alcohol and substances until she passed out. Then she would wake up with bruising and injuries, but with no recollection of how she obtained these injuries, the lawsuit says. In a July 2022 encounter with him at his LA home, she alleges that she was forced to ingest drugs, including ket, and blacked out. She took the pregnancy test, told Coombs it was positive, and a Combs associate repeatedly demanded she get an abortion. She had a miscarriage, she asserts. We did a video the other night on who was Diddy's Maxwells. There's theories that there's a couple of them. And we got into some other details pertaining to this case in that video. We've got our P. Diddy playlist now in the description box. It's got to be at least 20 videos in it by now. This past July, this is July 2024, she said that Diddy commanded her to go to his home in Miami, shoved two pills in her mouth. The next morning, she felt ill and confused and could not remember what had happened the night before, and that the bedroom was in disarray. So she's been represented by the lawyers Marie Napoli and Joseph Siakow, and alleges that Diddy and his associates tracked her location and monitored her conversations. She says Diddy discouraged her from working and gave her an allowance that he used to control her. Wow. Quote, powerful figures in the entertainment industry have long exploited aspiring artists and fans, Napoli said in a statement. Recent high-profile lawsuits aim to hold these celebrities accountable, potentially transforming industry practices and providing justice for victims. No one is above the law. Fame and wealth do not protect Sean Diddy Combs from serious allegations of beep transportation and beep. And then Tuesday, another woman alleged that Diddy and his head of security R-worded her and recorded it in New York recording studio in 2001. So, if you've just tuned in, the major news is that Diddy's off suicide watch. He's been receiving visits. His legal woes are multiplying. And we're going to have forensic psychiatrist Dr. Das on in 7 minutes to do an analysis of Diddy's callous nature. There's reports just come out today that a mural of Diddy and Justin Bieber outside a tobacconist in Australia is enraging the locals, and it's forced the owner to take drastic action. A tobacco shop has sparked outrage after a sickening mural was painted on its shop front wall. Pro Art Sydney, a store that sells snacks, paint supplies, tobacco, and smoking paraphernalia, shared a picture of its newest mural on Insta this weekend. The artwork emblazoned on the shop's storefront on Cleveland Street in Surrey Hills shows Diddy glaring at a wide-eyed Justin Bieber with the singer separated by a bottle of baby oil. Oh my God, who did this? Local Aussies were outraged by the art, with many claiming the mural was shameful in light of Diddy's charges. quote, absolutely disgusting. Sorry, but anyone who thinks that that's funny is a F in beep, one said. This is so disrespectful, not only to Justin Bieber, but every victim of SA in the world. It's repulsive. Yeah, there are some sickos trying to capitalize this. The shop owner, Winston Cooley, told the Mail in Australia, 95% of people found the mural funny, while only 5% who were not people who visited the store didn't. Someone is always going to get offended, he said. It wasn't some deep thought and wasn't something to offend people. We just thought what's in the news at the moment, it was all about Diddy and Baby All. So I thought, let's do a meme and put it on the front. He compared it to another iconic mural of Tony Abbott dressed as a bride and marrying himself, created by artist Scotty Marsh as a commentary on same-sex marriage. You could paint things like that, and there's going to be plenty of people who find it offensive, and there's plenty of people who like it. I don't see how the one at the front that was painted by someone is any different to that. You're going to piss some people off. Some people are going to like it. What can you do? I'm just running a business, you know, independent and out there, and I don't really want to put something out there as everyone abusing me. Well, you can't be making jokes when it comes to SA and R word. There are lines that shouldn't be crossed out of respect for survivors. And poor old Justin, we don't know what's happened with him yet. I will ask Dr. Das when he comes on in 4 minutes. So Mr. Cooley is replacing the mural this week. No matter what I think, personally, I'd rather not put things up that are going to offend people, he said. This one obviously did. And I thought, I don't really want to leave it up and just cop abuse over it. He got an avalanche of hate mail. He said he spoke with the artist on Sunday who's been offered a full-time job because of the painting. He said people told him they had no problem with the mural and didn't find it offensive, but he understands why I want to change it. He's got jobs out of it. He was having a full-time job and the other people offer him to paint their room. All right, let me just go over to the chat. You know, when there's a case that's got serious allegations of SA and R word, do you think it is inappropriate to put a one in the chat to be trying to make jokes and capitalize with memes and murals? Or do you think it's number two, it is appropriate? Because I know there's a lot of censorship on humor this day and age, which has gone well over what many of us think is normal. And it looks like, yeah, you guys think that he crossed the line. Nearly all ones coming in. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, Costco did make a comment. So they said they buy these things in bulk, the lotion, the oil, from Costco. And Costco responded that they don't even stock it. So it was rebutted right away. Just like, you know, when Prince Andrew said he didn't sweat. He's never been out in casual clothes. He never goes out in London. And right away, everything was rebutted on Twitter. People cannot put things out there in this internet high-tech era and think they cannot be found out within seconds. Yes, Maria, this is not a subject to make jokes. I agree. All right, so we've got Ryan Dawson confirmed for 11 a.m. on Thursday. We have got Nick Bryant, who is the author who published the original Epstein's Little Book, confirmed for later on this week, possibly Wednesday. We have got a deep dive into Kurt Cobain tomorrow. So we've got multiple streams coming out every night this week, mostly Diddy. We're going to bring the war stuff back. And we are bringing on some serious experts in terms of Nick Bryant, who wrote a book on the Franklin scandal. And he's done loads on Epstein and Diddy. And Ryan Dawson came on in April and told us about all this. It didn't get much traction. And now it's the most viral story in the world, so he's going to be laying it all down. 11 a.m. UK. It's an early one because he's in Asia. And that is going to be on Thursday, late morning here in UK time. All right, without any further ado, stay tuned. This video should send you over to what we're doing with Dr. Das.